Jesus and the blind man since birth, John 9, the ninth chapter of the Gospel of John, presents one of the most profound and multi-layered miracles performed by Jesus. More than a simple act of physical healing, the story of the man born blind is a deeply symbolic narrative that explores themes of spiritual insight, stubborn disbelief, and the transformative power of divine light. Through a series of encounters, the man's journey from literal darkness to physical sight mirrors his even more significant journey from spiritual blindness to a clear confession of faith, while those who claim to see remain in the shadows of their own prejudice. This miracle took place in the Pool of Siloam in Jerusalem. The miracle begins when Jesus and his disciples encounter a man who has been blind from birth. The disciples, reflecting a common theological belief of their time, question whether the man or his parents sinned to cause his affliction. Jesus, however, dismisses this line of thinking, declaring that the man's condition was an opportunity for God's works to be displayed. In a unique and deliberate act, Jesus spits on the ground, makes a paste of mud, and anoints the man's eyes. He then instructs the man to wash his face, an act of obedience that precedes the miracle. The man's vision is restored, seeing for the first time, and immediately sparks an intense social and theological conflict, setting the stage for a series of illuminating interrogations. The healed man is met with skepticism from his neighbors and the religious authorities. The Pharisees, in particular, are less concerned with the miraculous healing than they are with the fact that it occurred on the Sabbath. Their rigid adherence to religious law blinds them to the evidence of God's power standing directly before them. They question the man, his parents, and then the man again, desperately trying to find a reason to discredit Jesus. Their line of questioning reveals a deep-seated spiritual blindness. They have the man's testimony and the visible proof of the miracle, yet they refuse to accept it because it challenges their authority and their predetermined rules about God. The man, in contrast, shows remarkable clarity and courage, pointing out the absurdity of their position. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. The story reaches its climax in the man's personal journey of faith. Throughout the interrogations, his understanding of Jesus evolves. He first refers to his healer as a man called Jesus. As he defends his healing against the Pharisees, he recognizes Jesus as a prophet. After being excommunicated by the very people who should have rejoiced with him, he is found again by Jesus. When Jesus asks if he believes in the Son of Man, the man asks who this is. Jesus replies, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." This is the moment of complete spiritual healing. The man's response is immediate and absolute. "Lord, I believe," and he worships him. He has moved from physical sight to full spiritual insight, acknowledging Jesus' divine nature in a way the religious leaders never could. Ultimately, the miracle of the blind man in John 9 is a powerful parable about light and darkness. The man, once physically and spiritually blind, receives both sight and faith. The Pharisees, who outwardly claim to be guides for others, are revealed to be spiritually blind, unable to see the truth right in front of them, due to their prejudice and pride. The story challenges the reader to consider the nature of true sight, suggesting that it is not merely about what one can physically perceive, but about what one is willing to believe.